1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma joins us on this Friday morning. I know it's Friday. It's also Friday the 13th. My goodness, Martin.
Whoa, I should be biking, you know, down to Port Dover.
But you did bicycle in today,
I
should say.
I did bike in. It's Car Free Friday. It's the second one. And I did bike in. And at some point, I'm going to cross paths with my bride and we're going to bike in. To downtown Stratford last week. Oh, I was a little annoyed. I shouldn't say, maybe that's not a good word, but BIA, they won the contest between city staff and BIA, number of businesses that biked in, and I'm going to take care of it this week. We're going to fudge the data if we have to, but we're going to get her done.
Well, you have to have a whole train going down of bicycles.
It is Car Free Friday, biking, walking, you know, transit, whatever it is, but that's try awesome. To leave your car at home if you can.
Well, we are certainly cycling into Canada Day celebrations.
Mm, yeah, great segue. You know, and what a proud day to be Canadian last night with the Oilers' victory in overtime. You know, elbows up, as they would say these days. But yes, we're moving into Canada Day, and that's why I thought I'd do a little bit of a promo for Canada Day Parade. As you know, you've just mentioned that's coming up. Currently, we have 32 floats in. The max is 45. The theme this year is Canada Strong. And a little different than last year, we are going to recognize with a prize the best decorated float. And that prize will be free entry into the parade next year.
Nice.
And so we're looking forward to that. Once again, if you're interested in volunteering, Bethel Church is doing will do a great job once again on the barricades, but we need walkers. If you want to volunteer, don't be afraid to reach out to Kirsten at the Rotary Complex. She's doing an amazing job with regards to this. The other neat piece this year that I want to promote is, we've talked about this before, is poverty doesn't take a break in the summer. Hunger doesn't take a break in the summer. The need for non-perishable food items. So House of Blessing has agreed to drive along with us in the float, and they'll have volunteers that will go out to the curb. And if you bring a non-perishable good, they might even exchange a little token of their appreciation. I won't say what that is right now, but if you bring a non-perishable, they'll come to you. Don't come into the parade route itself. And, you know, let's fill those stores for House of Blessing, but for those individuals in Stratford that need some support. These are difficult times, especially the stress around the trade tariffs. There's a little bit more anxiety and stress and perhaps, you know, marginal unemployment attached to that. So keep that in mind as we celebrate a great nation. Let's support everyone. And once again, let's make Canada strong.
Absolutely. So again, you can get your entries in now for the parade.
Yes. And thank you for reminding me. They close by 4:30 today. So if you believe you're going to get a float together, then get in touch. It's all on the website. Get in touch and book yourself a spot, because I don't want to see those individuals that maybe this Saturday or Sunday they're saying, "Hey, we're getting our float together." Well, we want you to get registered, and that's why I popped in today. And thank you for bringing that forward, because the deadline is today. I'm not saying we haven't in the past bumped somebody in late in the parade, as it were. But yes. Everybody get out, whether you're in a float, whatever, you know, we'll talk about this later on, but, you know, dress in that brilliant red and white.
All right. So we look forward to Canada Day parade celebrations in the city of Stratford. We'll share the links and details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com on this Car Free Friday, too.
There you go. Thank you, Jamie.